Pro 2 for your free catalog now.
In some of the small towns in Mississippi, they're still picking up the pieces. 10 were killed, a tornado like they've never seen, striking the heart of Yazoo City, nearly a mile wide. Can you imagine? Can't believe only 10 people lost their lives after I looked at that destruction, honestly. Looked like a kid had set up a whole village and just smashed it down. And many of you know what it's like to go through a tornado or narrowly escape a tornado. The better the warning system, you know, that's what you hope for. But there are only so many things they can do, they being the weather people, when they look at certain patterns and the sirens go off and you run for cover. And sometimes you only have a couple of minutes. You're lucky if you have a couple of minutes. And sadly, this town, Yazoo City, and some others along that area in Alabama, too, destroyed hundreds and hundreds of homes. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Hope you're locked and loaded as we zig and zag. I'm famous for saying all over the place. It's water cooler buzz at its best. Besides the state in Mississippi of that one city and several close to it, we go to Arizona, and there is lots of controversy here. Rallies all over the place over the weekend. Hundreds of people on the Capitol steps screaming and yelling and protesting this new immigration law, begging for action from Washington. With the rallies going on, you have guys like Al Sharpton, who couldn't wait to vow to march as well, saying it's a civil rights ripoff, and that nobody should have to undergo what the people of Arizona will have to undergo with this new immigration law, that it's racial profiling. So I think we're going to see probably an injunction here. All these lawsuits are going to be filed on behalf of all kinds of different groups on Monday and Tuesday of this week. The ACLU is involved in the fracas as well. And it could go all the way up to the Supreme Court. I don't think that that would be shocking. Absolutely not. So you may have an opinion as to whether or not Arizona did the right thing. Did they do the right thing by enacting this law? Was the governor smart to sign this? I say yes, because if the legal side of it, which it will kick in anyway, what will happen is, if nothing else, it raises the flag that we are sick of this. Something has to be done. Because in some of the places in Arizona, in some of those counties, it is awful what illegal immigration has done. You're talking about a sparse desert area. You're talking about 500,000 people who now illegally reside in Arizona, and it's crippling. It's crippling to many of the schools. It's crippling to the hospitals. And even more than that, you've got gang violence at record highs, drug activity, record highs. And the people have had enough. They asked and asked for help. The governor asked for National Guard help, never got it, has been screaming about that for a year. And so this is what's happened as a result of that. At some point, you have to cry help, and when you don't get the help, you have to take matters into your own hands, and that's exactly what they've done in Arizona. Look at Chicago, for goodness sake. You have several politicians there that say, look, just bring in the National Guard. We cannot handle the crime here. Help us out. Everybody's looking for the guard to bail them out. There's not enough to go around, and the troops aren't being sent in. Whether it's Chicago and the violence, or it's the illegal immigration problem, the violent side of it in Arizona. So what do you do? The states have to rise up and handle business themselves. That's what it's come down to, at least in the two different cases of Chicago and in Illinois, and in the case of Arizona. In the meantime, quickly I'll tell you about this, and this is sad. You've got now thousands of gallons of oil that are pouring into the Gulf. What a mess. There was a robotic submarine that worked on stopping a leak today. This remote-controlled underwater sub, and it's supposed to seal that oil that comes underneath the rig that exploded and sank in the Gulf. But they still don't know if it did its job. They won't know for the next couple of days. The spill is very serious. Whatever's in the ecosystem there, the life, the shrimp, the fish, the whatever, they really don't know how the damage will be at this point, because they've got a couple of things that have to happen. This plan that they put into place to do everything they possibly can think of doing to make sure that the leak is, one, sealed, and that there's nothing else that's going to, on the ocean floor, that's going to prevent something else from happening with the pipes and the valves and all that. Because remember, it sinks. So what's in those pipes? What's there? What's going to happen with the leak? Oof. And the search, sadly, for the people that were missing is over. There's no trace of the people that were missing. It's amazing when you think of the size of the platform, how many were able to get off of the platform and be okay, but at the same time, there were 11 that were unaccounted for. All right, the other thing is the big bailout. Here's what Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson had to say from Texas about the theory of banks too big to fail.
Republicans are working to ensure the bill would forbid any future bailouts of Wall Street banks. The idea that a financial institution is too big to fail perverts free market capitalism. It suggests that large firms can privatize their profits, yet socialize their risks. Or, put simply, these companies take their profits in good times, but when things go bad, they turn to the government to bail them out. This must end. The American people should not be forced to pay the risky gambling debts of the large financial institutions. The Democrats pushed a bill through the Senate Banking Committee that does not stop future bailouts. Republicans have been attacked for speaking out against it and asking for bipartisan negotiations before allowing the bill to be debated on the Senate floor. But to be clear, we will stand firm against a partisan bill that exposes ordinary taxpayers to future bailouts.
Yeah, future bailouts. I think what she says is right. And we're talking about the risky side of what happened, and then you see the fury over AIG, etc. I keep bringing up the three dreaded letters because I think that really stuck in most of our crawls, and then Goldman Sachs and the profits, and, you know, ultimately it's the taxpayers that get shafted. It's the middle class that's disappearing, and why is that? Hey, I'm all about capitalism, but there is a kinder, gentler way of being a capitalist than the greed that oozes out of some of these firms and the horrible things that they did. Can't wind the clock back, but in going forward, you can make sure you have the right type of reform in place and not something that also hurts the little guy who is just trying to do that right thing, and they get lumped in with the bigger firms, and that's the other part of this problem that a lot of people are talking about. So we'll see. The Democrats are willing to keep pushing the Republicans in this showdown over what's going on in Wall Street. What's interesting is the amount of lobbyists, not even so much the money that the politicians take when they're running from the Wall Streeters, but the lobbyists. Hang with us. We'll talk about that and other things next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite-resistant, machine-washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Gently, I can do it with an animal's grace. I can do it with precision. I can do it with gravity.
Coming up, Elise Wheel. You might recognize her name if you've seen her on the O'Reilly Factor, on the Radio Factor. That's the show that he did, and on his television show. She's very funny. She's always antagonizing him, but she's a Harvard lawyer who was a prosecutor, and she actually had to prosecute a lot of illegal immigrants who did some horrendous things. And she's got some interesting things to say, and that interview is coming up. She's also written a book called Hand of Fate. She said they used to call it the Frequent Flyer Program because they prosecute these illegals, and then ultimately they'd be back again. And it was their little joke in the office because it was so ridiculous at how quickly they would come back. Let's go to Jeremy, who's listening to us in the great state of Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Kate.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Getting kind of late. I wasn't going to call in tonight because I was kind of tired, but I was just sitting around here listening to you, and I couldn't help but think about the Alamo, you know, Viva Alamo. That's what's going on down there.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't say that. They might call me a racist or something.
Well, trust me, a lot of people are labeling a lot of people all kinds of things, and it's easy to be called a racist these days, sadly. Just, you know, people, I think people have this fear of just saying what they think even. And it's not an it's not an Archie Bunker mentality. It's ridiculous that you can't say that you think, geez, gangs coming in, people taking drugs in, people living in our country illegally when we all have to obey the laws is ridiculous.
Yeah, they call it unconstitutional or something. A lot of bloggers and stuff are calling the law unconstitutional. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. The Constitution is for citizens, not non-citizens.
Right, exactly.
Wait a second. But anyway, Kate, I was listening to... You had that Blue on Black Kenny Wayne Shepherd song on. The guy put it on, and that's really awesome. I really like that song, and God bless all our officers and troops down there in harm's way on the border. And hopefully the officers will actually enforce the law, and it'll be a good thing for America. Thank you, Kate.
All right, Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it, buddy. You have a good one. Yeah, it's like I said, this... Sadly, it's easy to lob the labels, and that's what happens. And, hey, I say this all the time. America Tonight is not a one-way street. It's about conversation. You could be on any side of any deal and calling yourself whatever it is, left, right, or in between. It doesn't matter. Please feel free. If you are the most liberal of liberals or the most conservative, I'm inviting all opinions here. So remember that, 800-259-5791. In what Jeremy's saying about the border and moving from that and talking about what happened recently in Afghanistan, in Kabul, dozens of schoolgirls apparently have gotten ill in the last couple of days. They say there's been a strange odor in their classroom. This is in northern Afghanistan, so they've been having... They were looking into it. They were investigating as to what it was that were they targeted by militants who oppose education for girls? Gee. Or victims of mass hysteria? What's the deal? And I mean, you know, when we say dozens, we're talking like 80 Afghan schoolgirls. So this isn't good. Can you imagine if this happened in the United States? Oh, there's 80 schoolgirls that were trying to be poisoned because they were girls going to school. So these are in different areas, but close, all in the same city, but in different schools, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So none of the illness was serious enough to put anyone in critical condition, but they were hospitalized for a short time. The health ministry said blood samples were inconclusive and they were being sent to Kabul for further tests to try to determine the official cause of the illness. There's a theory that it is insurgents and that it is a poison and the sickness is from the enemies who oppose education for girls. Hamid Karzai sent a spokesperson to release a statement and said any attempt to keep girls out of school is a terrorist act. Now, all of a sudden, this isn't the first time this has happened, by the way. Girls weren't allowed to attend school when the Taliban controlled most of Afghanistan, for people who think we should stay out of the business of Afghanistan, and now we're in the thick of it anyway. And that group was ultimately booted from power in 2001 in the initial invasion. So the Taliban and other conservative extremist groups have been known to target schoolgirls. It's not unusual that they get hospitalized, something happens, they get headaches, they're nauseous, and there's always the strange odor in the schoolyard. And this is, you know, something that, like I said, has happened a couple of different times. So we'll see what it turns up. But can you imagine, do the comparison to some place else, and you bet people would be more than upset by charges of, yeah, let's knock the girls out of school. We'll just, we'll just poison them. That's what we'll do. We'll just poison them. So we jump around here a bunch, and I want to make sure that I squeezed a couple of other things that I found out over the weekend. Heading into the weekend, Friday was a wild day. You had the governor, which we knew was happening, sign in the immigration law, then all hell broke loose in Arizona. Then you had more banks shut down in Illinois, 7 banks in Illinois. So the number of U.S. bank failures this year is 57. So the FDIC, which is not bleeding black right now, took over four banks in Chicago and in different areas, different banks in different areas of Chicago. They also took over a bank in Rockford. And the people that have money there, when that starts to go through the grapevine, they start lining up. That's what happens. You know, there were 140 bank failures last year. That's the highest that we've had since 92. And remember what 92 was about, or the early 90s, the savings and loan crisis. And they cost the insurance fund about $30 billion. 25 banks failed in 2008, and only three. Look at the difference because of the financial crisis. Only three fell in 2007, and follow the money. 25 in 2008, 140 last year. Wow. And remember, I mean, always remember this, supposedly the FDIC backs it up. You're insured up to $250,000. And, you know, the FDIC has about $66 billion in cash and securities in reserve, theoretically, to cover losses at failed banks. But, you know, they're even admitting how tight it's been. And like I said, operating in what form? In the red, right? So that's not a good thing. And the more that the banks go down, the more that they get squeezed, and they're trying to pull in that capital, get the money they need, the funds available. So that doesn't make you feel comfortable. I don't know. Maybe the people that we used to say, why are you doing that? Why aren't you taking your money to the bank so you can make a little more interest on keeping it there instead of under the mattress or in the jars or behind the wall or in the safe or whatever. Maybe they don't really have such a bad idea anymore. I'll say this. I'm no financial expert, although I've tried to school myself in areas of finance, realizing where we're headed the last couple of years. Across the board, I would say this to anybody, just diversify. That's how you protect yourself. Get some gold and have some stocks and have some your hands on some other things so that you've got protection in case things really get nasty. And I think they'll turn around with the banks a little bit, but the whole grab fest right now in Washington is disconcerting, to say the least. And of course, just rolling back the clock a couple of years ago, the fact that we lend the money, our money, because we're the taxpayers, lend the money to the banks that were too big to fail, but yet there was no strings attached to it. Where's the money going? Oh, we're going to pay some bonuses because we got to keep these people. They're too good to lose, even though they tanked us in the first place. Come on. What an explanation. What a world.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves. Incredible grip in any conditions.
In Arizona? That's a question. There's probably going to be an injunction. There's going to be a legal showdown. So how long that law is actually in effect, who knows how long it stays before there's a freeze on it. But the question becomes, what does it accomplish? I think if nothing else, for my money, that in Washington, they sat back on their heels too long. And it's always taken a back seat. And there's all these problems with illegal immigration. Let's face it, you have gangs, you have drugs, it's gotten worse. Maybe 30 years ago that wasn't the concern, but now it's a very big concern. Arizona, they already have almost 500,000 people in Arizona illegally. Now you add to it the fact that more try to pour into that area because of the sparseness of it, of the desert areas where they can come in when they're crossing over, right? So the people are sick of it. They're tired of it. They've been victimized. The rancher gunned down, I think, was one of the final straws. Went through the House, the legislation did, went through the Senate, then was signed into law on Friday. Now it's all about reaction time. Here's what some Arizonans had to say about the new immigration law.
It's an awkward approach to a problem that we're having in Arizona. The question is, how many is too many, and then how do we humanely treat people?
Well, if you're illegal, I don't think you should be here in the States. I don't think it's prejudice. I just think it's just for illegals.
I think it's a cry for help to get the federal to come in.
I do not have a wallet on me. And under that law, I have to be able to prove my citizenship. If I had brown skin and was walking down the street, it would not matter. I believe it is an instrument of racial profiling.
Then it's not right for me to have to supply a document saying that I'm a legal citizen of the United States.
I've been stopped before, so it's like, oh, give me your documentation. I think that we now look ignorant. I really do. I mean, we looked like ignoramuses when we were one of the few states that did not honor Martin Luther King Day, and it ended up costing us a Super Bowl.
Oh, I think you're going to see a lot of battles in courts and things like that.
All right. You are going to see a lot of legal battles in court, no doubt about it. I mentioned a couple of them already. I talked about Al Sharpton jumping on the bandwagon, that the National Action Network and the Hispanic Federation both say they're going to legally challenge the law. We know the ACLU is already all over this. And the challenge is about, as Lise Wheel said, the constitutionality. That's going to be where most are going to be having the jumping off point of going after the law. So the law goes into effect. It's going to have a dramatic effect on the state for certain, whether people are there legally or not. Somebody that I talked to earlier in the day said, you know what? People are going to flee from Arizona. That's what's going to happen. Everyone's going to leave Arizona. Well, I'm not buying that. They can sell that all day long, but that's not true. I don't think that's going to happen because I think it gets shut down so quickly, probably anyway. But you've got people on the national front, like not just the Sharptons, but the National Coalition of Latino Clergy and Christian Leaders. There's about 30,000 churches that represent around the world. They're going to file a lawsuit. So it's just an avalanche. And I believe that certainly the lawmakers knew this. They knew that there was going to be challenges. But for now, the new law requires the cops, this is it, just black and white, to determine whether a person is in the U.S. legally. It also requires immigrants to carry, like I said before, alien registration documents when they're moving about. They have to have those documents. That's it, right? And, you know, I thought about this, and I know this is a stretch and it's different, but I lived in Spain for eight months. And when I was in Spain, we were supposed to, because of sometimes a problem could crop up, or what if you were stopped? What if you were asked questions? You know, we were told this well in advance before we left. Here are the things you have to do. Do not take your passport. Take your passport with you, because you had to have it, but make a copy of your passport and always, always have that on you because you're in the country on borrowed time, so to speak. Here's my passport. Here's what I'm doing in case somebody questions you. Now, in this case, you're talking about alien registration. And I don't know. I get that you could forget it. I get that you could not carry it with you and something. It's like the driver's license thing. Have you ever run out to get some ice cream or made a zip across a couple miles from your house to the school to pick up a kid and thought you had your wallet, in your jean pocket, but you didn't have it. Ooh, yeah, thought it was back there. I mean, I'm sure all of us at some point have done that. And then, you know, you're always panicked because then what if you had an accident? There you go. You don't have the license. Then they're going to ask you about your license. But regardless, just from the point of view of, I think that this just shines the biggest spotlight that you could want possibly shined on the problem of illegal immigration and that there has to be something done here. The time for sitting on the hands and the politics is over. But the problem is this financial regulatory reform. Oh, that's no layup. They thought it was going to be a layup, a lot of the Democrats did, and now that's not a layup. So you've got this problem at the border that's been there. It's been hanging around for certainly a long time. So how do you take on this massive and complex issue? The answer is you do it. You just do it. You take it on. That's what you do. That's what you have to do at this point. And this law, like I said, couldn't be more controversial because of what the cops, and the cops are really the ones that get caught in between this, because they're the ones that are going to have to pull everybody over, and they're not just pulling people, they're not setting up roadblocks and randomly pulling people over. A lot of it would have to do if somebody was doing something illegal, then they would ask, and that would be, you know, that would be when they'd be able to nab them, ask them the questions. What's interesting is, a lot of the Republicans don't want to discuss this now, and part of the reason is because of, again, the stickiness of the constituents, of where are you running to be reelected, and what is the overwhelming makeup of that population. The Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is rejecting that push to take on immigration. He's saying he doesn't think it's the right time to take it up with the border security problems, the drug wars, which that's true. The drug wars have taken a big chunk of time, and with the cartel and Juarez and what's happened there on that border with El Paso. And he's saying, look, when the 10% unemployment, that this is, there are better things that we could do at the federal level on other issues. So it's, you know, Richard Shelby, another Republican from Alabama, he just said maybe when he was asked whether or not it would be a good idea, because he said, I have to look at the details. So we have to enforce what's going on at our borders. We have to know who's here and who comes and who leaves. That's number one. And see, this has always been the problem that's been argued. Then you have Lindsey Graham, another Republican from South Carolina, who said that he was walking out of talks on climate change because of the efforts to bring up an immigration reform package. And he says if moving forward on immigration is this hurried and it's this panicked, then it's nothing more than a cynical political ploy, which is what I believe it is. It's just a political ploy. After being shelved before, how many times since I've been on these airwaves has immigration bubbled off and been pushed off? And Republicans are split among what they want to do. Remember, Bush was pushing for the amnesty thing. President Bush was pushing for the whole amnesty deal. And a lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people didn't like what he was suggesting should be done. There were protests and on both sides of this, and eventually that got pushed off. That was tabled. That was a couple of years ago now, right? So, will there be action now? Will there be a race to action, or does it get put back on the back burner? And I still believe it depends on your point of view. All right, quickly, let's go to the mailbag and check out what you had to say. Here's one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. And Jake says, Kate, it's a huge problem, baby, as you know, in Texas. You don't think about it too much until it actually affects you. At one point in my life, I was making a nice living in the home building business, but pretty much I was shoved out the door thanks to cheaper and illegal labor. And so many of my friends found themselves in the same position. I say it's a bunch of hogwash. What if we all moved to Mexico? How would the Mexicans feel about that? Well, I agree. I think with the job situation especially, that's where the breaking point happened for so many people. And we continue to see that. Here's another one from Alisa. And Alisa says, Kate, bravo. Here we go again with immigration. I know that you talked about this a lot and got a lot of crap for it because I used to listen to you a couple of years ago when you were on another network. And I think it's about time somebody did something. The rancher being shot, as you said, was the catalyst for all of this in Arizona. Good for Arizona and good for that governor for being brave enough to sign that legislation, despite the fact that so many people are furious that she did it. Perhaps instead of halting the immigration reform, it'll push it forward. More on the flip side with all of you, 800-259-5791.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have
problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
His boy standing on a corner, somebody
week of April here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. How did we get this guest? We are so lucky. I think this woman is terrific, and she is like, she's like a boxing champ in the ring with Bill O'Reilly. If you've ever seen her on the tube with him or on radio, just terrific stuff. And what a legal mind. I mean, she has the background, certainly. She graduated from Harvard Law School. She was a former federal prosecutor. She's teaching kids now. She's a writer. I can't believe she even has time for America Tonight. Lise Wheel joins us now. Hey, Lise, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Kate, I'm still kind of snoring from up my nap.
I love that.
Oh, it's so great to be on. You're kidding? It was like, it was an honor. So happy to be with you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, before we dive into your book, which, by the way, I read your book in, it just took up half of, I did. It took up half of my weekend. I sat out back. Yes, you should feel so flattered because I loved it. I loved it. And I already passed it on to a neighbor.
Yay!
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about.
You've got to tell the story to it, though. It's a radio talk show.
I know.
Murdered.
I know, and maybe that's what drew me in. I don't know. It sucked me into it, and it is. Your book is about the book. For, by the way, is called The Hand of Fate, and it is about a radio talk show host, and the host's name. I love this, Jim Fate. And
Jim
this
Fate.
Is the best. This
the
is the best part.
Fate.
The Hand of Fate. I don't want to give it all away because I hate that when people do that.
Right.
It's like people
right.
reading the end of the book or telling you the end of the movie, which tragically sometimes
annoying,
I've done.
Right.
It's annoying. It's awful. But anyway, this guy does die when gas fills up his studio. And, you know, right away.
Not the kind of usual gas we're used to, but the bad gas.
The bad gas. And right away when I thought this, I thought, I wonder if Lisa's inspiration was Bill O'Reilly. Because
well,
of the way you two go back and forth.
Write about what you know, and mm-hmm. I did 7 years of radio with O'Reilly, so, you know, you can take it from there.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How did that all start for you? How did you, because you really are really good with him on the air. You really can poke him and prod him, and you can tell he likes you. He likes that. He likes it when you get the best of him. How did you fall into that role?
Well, I always get the best of him, not when I get the best. I always do. Okay.
Yes.
But, no, it was funny. I was a professor out in Seattle, Washington, doing my little thing, and I just had a beef with him about some things, and we started to talk about it. And I was in the studios in New York, and a bunch of producers came around, and I didn't know that they were looking at us, but we just started fighting, and I said, well, you know, you can have your opinion, I can have mine, and when you all do respect, Bill, and then blah, blah, blah. And then a couple of weeks later, I'm literally taking out the garbage in one hand back in Seattle, and Bill calls on the other hand. And I'm like, garbage Bill, okay, I'll take the garbage out and I'll take the phone call. And it was, can you come in and just, we'd like to have you as a contributor and, like, be on the other side of me. And that's how it started with TV and then radio.
Yeah, and you, like I said, you have the legal background, so that added to, and he knows that, it added to his show. Certainly, yeah, you definitely had that. Did you find that your chops got really good after you were going back and forth with him?
Oh, my chops are never better when I have high heels on, because then you can just, like,
I think it is absolutely hilarious. We have to ask you about this one, because I know Bill would be chomping at the bit to ask you this, too. The Arizona immigration law, the governor signs it on Friday. It's just like a powder keg exploding all over the place. People supporting, people saying this is outrageous. Your initial take on it?
You can't put that into a sound bite. That's really tough. Is there a reason for it to be unconstitutional? Absolutely. I mean, you can't, you know, legislate that. On the other hand, I feel for those people so much, and there should be something done, and it's not being done right now. So where do you go from there? It is, Kate, this is going to definitely reach the Supreme Court. I mean, no question about it.
And do you think the ACLU and all kinds of groups are jumping into the fray?
Yeah, of course they are. Right.
So somebody asked me this the other night. Could they get an injunction? Could they get an injunction on this?
Of course. Yeah, of course they could.
Yeah.
They could say a protective injunction before anything gets done. Yes, of course they could. But where it goes, that's a bigger question. That's really tough to answer. Just really tough to answer.
Yeah, and I heard from some other people I know in some other places like California, although they would never cop to this, that other states are looking to see what happens with Arizona, of course.
Yeah, because it's a snowball theory. If it works here, then it'll work anywhere. And I just hate the thought of, you know, on the one hand, I prosecuted illegal immigrants. And we got them out, and that was good, and they had done bad, bad things, not just being illegal, but then they committed crimes. On the other hand, do you really want to, you know, pull someone over for driving while black or driving while Hispanic? No, you don't.
Right.
So
yeah. And it makes it tough for the police because
they're stuck in that position.
Yes, and they're the ones that are going to get clobbered. And the governor knows that and talks about the training and all that other stuff. But it's just that really thin gray area that you're talking about that makes it so tough to know where it's going to go.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree more. It's just so scary on both fronts. You don't want, you don't want a state where you can't drive. Look, Kate, do you go out every day and driving your car, and every day do you bring your driver's license? Well, I kind of do, but, you know, you might forget, right? And then you'd be pulled over for that? That's not right.
Yeah, I have forgotten. I mean, usually no, but...
Usually no, me too, but still, someday you might.
Right. And then what happens? You're right. How am I going to feel if I'm the one under the hot lights and getting questioned? And, you know, yeah, that's the problem. And it's that gray area that makes it so murky. Except for here's what I think, Lisa. The good thing is, and you know, because you prosecuted, as you said, illegal immigrants who had done some bad things.
Some bad things before that, right?
Right. So maybe this raises finally that push for all the hot air in Washington that, okay, you got to deal with this now. You have to deal with this. You have to do something, and you cannot push this off because, oof, we got midterm elections coming up. And, of course, that could go either way. There's some Democrats that would want to deal with it anyway, and then there's some Republicans that wouldn't want to. So it's always about politics.
Well, it is. And what was frustrating for me as a prosecutor was it was always about, you know, what's the next politician going to say? And we called it the frequent flyer program. In other words, I'd prosecute people, put them away, they would go on the bus or the plane back in a frequent flyer. They'd be back the next year or 6 months later, and I'd prosecute them again. It's like, that's not right either. There's got to be some middle ground.
Yeah, I agree. There has to be some middle ground. Hand of Fate, putting that together, how fun was that for you?
Oh, so much fun. Are you kidding? This is fiction. I can kill people off and protect their names to protect the guilty.
And so you put this to bed. It gets pumped out there, and then you're back to work on another one, right? When do you start the next one?
Oh, yeah. Heart of Ice is coming out end of April next year. So, yes, that's already in the works. It's so much fun because I have fun killing people and protecting their names, and it's great. I kind of lurch towards this because at the end of the day, Kate, you know this, when you're done with the radio and the TV and everything and you're tired, you just want to do something that takes your mind off the rest of the world but doesn't insult you. And this won't insult you, but it will be fun and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. It's not chiclet. It's good.
No, it's not, because you'll learn stuff. You'll really learn stuff.
Absolutely. You know, is the goal to be kind of like a Lisa Scottolini? You're getting up there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And being on your show will do that for me.
Lisa's great. And you're headed right down that path. We can't wait till Heart of Ice comes out.
It just read it. Just take one little chance at it. Just look at it. And in fact, for nothing else, just look at the back where Bill O'Reilly teases me about how I've killed him. And it's worth it. Just stay in your library or your bookstore. Don't even buy it. Just take a look at it. It's really fun.
Lise, you were really fun. Will you join us back on the air again someday?
Of course. Anytime, Kate. Anytime.
Great. Thank you. Get some shut-eye, and we appreciate it.
Okay. See you in the morning.
Bye-bye. All right. Lise Wheel, Hand of Fate. Like I said, it is like Lisa Scottolini, if you've ever read any of her books. She was a former lawyer, prosecutor in Philadelphia. And the thing they both have in common is they really know the law, highly educated prosecutors, the whole thing. Interesting her take on, as she said, the frequent flyer program and how she had to deal with illegal immigrants that had done some very bad things, but yet prosecuting them knowing that they would come back on the border. And it is a tough thing to tackle, this immigration deal. But we're going to tackle it next on America Tonight.